Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for January 28th through February 4th, 2011. Cyprus recognizes the Palestinian state, and Israeli military raids more homes in Silwan neighborhood of Jerusalem, and the Palestinian Authority to declare municipal elections soon. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the non-violent activities in the West Bank, with IMEMC's Ramona M.
Scores of Palestinians, joined by Israeli and international supporters, marched on Friday against the Israeli wall in different locations in the West Bank. This week, protesters stood in solidarity with the Egyptian demonstrators who are demanding an end to President Mubarak's 30-year regime and have been doing so for 10 days. In Wadi Rahal and Al-Masra villages near Bethlehem in the southern West Bank, people marched after the midday prayers. In Wadi Rahal, Israeli troops threw tear gas canisters at protesters' march to the wall. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. One international supporter was arrested by soldiers. Israeli troops stopped Al-Masra protesters from reaching Wadi Rahal and forced them back. At the central West Bank village of Nilin, villagers joined by Israeli and international supporters marched after the midday prayer to the wall. As soon as people reached the wall, Israeli soldiers fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at them. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the village of Belin, international Israeli supporters joined the demonstration. As they reached the gate of the wall separating local farmers from their lands, they were met by Israeli soldiers. Troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets against the unarmed civilians. Local journalist Haytham Al-Khatib was injured in the hand. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also in the central West Bank village of Nabi Saleh, similar actions took place as protesters marched from the village center towards their lands where Israel is building settlements. Troops used tear gas, rubber-coated steel bullets, and live ammunition. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Three international protesters were arrested by Israeli troops. For IMEMC.org, this is Ramona M.
More countries recognize the Palestinian state, and unrest in Egypt reflects on the Palestinian Authority's internal politics.
Cyprus announced Sunday that it recognizes a Palestinian state in the 1967 borders, with East Jerusalem as its capital. Cyprus is the first European Union member country that officially recognizes the Palestinian right to statehood. It also stated that it will not recognize any Israeli changes to the geography and demography of the occupied Palestinian territories, including those in occupied East Jerusalem. Recently, nine countries in South America also recognized the Palestinian right to statehood. Hamas criticized this week the Israeli arrest of legislator Sheikh Mohammed al-Natcha of its Change and Reform bloc. The legislator was abducted by the Israeli army on Monday at dawn, after Israeli soldiers broke into his home in Hebron in the southern part of the West Bank. He is one of 11 elected legislators who are still imprisoned by Israel. Eight of them are members of Hamas, two are members of their rival Fatah, and one is from the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. Mike Huckabee, Republican Party US presidential frontrunner, visited the Israeli Knesset on Monday as part of a tour of Israel and the occupied West Bank. Addressing a group of MKs, he said that, quote, "Good Israeli-US relations are not just an option. They are rather a necessity for both sides and an obligation upon all of us in the American government," end quote. He went on to say that he would continue to work to preserve the nation of Israel's historic right to live in the land of Israel. MK Yulia Shamilov-Berkovits praised Huckabee for having spoken, quote, "very Zionistically," end quote, adding that there are some Israelis who could learn from him. In a move to improve Israel's deteriorating image in the world, Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman has decided to make an unprecedented move by hiring a network of European public relations firms to conduct the state's PR campaign throughout the continent. The Israeli government is increasingly alarmed by reports from its embassies abroad, particularly from those from the UK and some Scandinavian countries, where boycotts of Israeli products are on the rise, with successful chains in Britain refusing to sell products made in settlements, and often all Israeli products as well. Following the civil unrest in Egypt and other Middle Eastern states, the Palestinian Authority has announced that they will hold municipal elections. The announcement made on Tuesday included statements by Prime Minister in the West Bank, Salem Fayyad, saying that the date for elections will be announced next week, and expressing his hope that these elections will happen in both the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Following this announcement, the PA has proceeded to ban what is called, quote, unlicensed gatherings in the West Bank. They claim this move aims to preserve order. This follows on Wednesday PA security forces shutting down a rally in Ramallah, using batons to push demonstrators back and detaining at least two protesters. PA forces also banned a similar gathering in central Ramallah on Thursday, and have come in for sharp criticism from human rights organisations, both in the occupied territories and internationally. Human Rights Watch Mideast chief, Sarah Leah Whitson, stated that, quote, the Palestinian Authority should immediately make clear that its state-building training of security forces does not include beating peaceful demonstrators, end quote. For imemc.org, this is Sakari Bahizia.
The Israeli military continues to raid Palestinian homes in Silwan, and the human rights report indicates that 15 Palestinians have been killed in January. The details with IMEMC's Sikara Parisia.
Israeli special forces raided homes in Silwan Monday at dawn, including that of banished Al-Bustan Popular Committee member Adnan Gaith, and attempted to arrest his son. Following the pre-dawn raids during the day, Silwan activists were arrested by Israeli authorities, and a pregnant woman suffered the ill effects of tear gas inhalation. The tear gas canister was fired into a local store. Israeli sources reported on Monday at night that 3 Grad rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip into the western Negev. In response, Israeli planes bombarded tunnels on the Egyptian border, south of Rafah. The Israeli army informed the Beit Amar municipality, north of the West Bank city of Hebron, on Wednesday that they have decided to grab 600 dunams of Palestinian land in order to use them for a construction that would benefit the illegal settlement of Gush Etzion. An educational facility for the settlement will be built. Also on Wednesday, Israeli soldiers kidnapped 3 Palestinian children in the village of Belin, near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. The Israeli forces claimed the youths were standing near the annexation fence. Belin has seen scores of injuries and a number of casualties, the most recent being Jawar Abu Rama. In its weekly report on Israeli human rights violations in the occupied Palestinian territories, for the week of the 27th of January through to the 2nd of February 2011, the Palestinian Center for Human Rights found that 2 Palestinian civilians were killed and a third one was wounded by Israeli settlers in Nablus and Hebron. In addition, a Palestinian child was killed in the Gaza Strip by an explosion of a mysterious object apparently left by Israeli forces. Additionally, the International Solidarity Institution for Human Rights issued a report revealing that Israeli soldiers shot and killed 15 Palestinians, including the 3 children previously mentioned, and kidnapped more than 200 others during the month of January. The High Committee for Emergency Services in the Gaza Strip reported that 7 Palestinians were killed during Israeli military attacks against the coastal region in January. At least 20 residents were wounded. For IMEMC.org, this is Sakari Bahizia.
And that was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Tafsis and George Rishmawi.